Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you've joined us today for a brief preview of this Sunday's sermon. We will be in the fourth chapter of Acts again this week, and we're going to get a glimpse into that first New Testament church while they're in a prayer meeting. And what do you think they asked God for in that prayer meeting? They didn't ask for anything physical or material. They asked for something really very surprising. Our text for tomorrow's message tells us that they raised their voice to God with one accord. That means that they all wanted the same thing. They were like-minded about what they were praying about. And what was that? What was it that they asked God for in this prayer meeting recorded here in the fourth chapter of Acts? Well, they asked God for boldness. They prayed in these words, "Grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word." Now, I say that's a bit surprising, especially because Peter and John had been so bold when they stood before the Sanhedrin, which you need to remember that the Sanhedrin was the equivalent of the Supreme Court of Israel, a very powerful governmental authority. And Peter and John were so bold, in fact, that they defied the command that was given to them when they were hauled before the court, so to speak. They had been arrested for speaking in the name of Jesus and preaching the resurrection. And so they were told that they couldn't do that anymore, never to speak again in the name of Jesus. The scripture says that they were told not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. Well, how did Peter and John respond to that order? Well, in verses 19 and 20 of the chapter we saw last Sunday, they said this. They said, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Now, that's about as bold as you can get. They were standing before the same council that had sentenced Jesus to death on the cross. And they held the power of life or death over Peter and John. And yet they boldly defied the command that they were given. And so I say that having already exhibited that kind of boldness, why would they pray for more boldness? Well, here's the answer. Because they realized that boldness was not their own. They knew it was a boldness they did not have in and of themselves. They fully understood that it was a boldness that came from God and from the Spirit of God who dwelled in them. They knew if they were going to continue to boldly proclaim the gospel, that it would only be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, the same is true of us, isn't it? Have you ever thought about why we need boldness? We need boldness because as followers of Jesus Christ, we are going against the grain of this world. We're swimming upstream. And if everyone loved God and loved the Lord Jesus and loved the Word of God, we would all be in harmony. We'd all be moving in the same direction. We'd all be in agreement. We wouldn't need boldness. Whenever we spoke about Jesus, everyone would just be in agreement with us, and we would know that, and so we would have no fear, no trepidation, no concern about speaking about Jesus to others. But as we see the days grow ever darker all around us, I see that we need boldness like never before. And we need to be like the New Testament church in those early days in Jerusalem. And we need to pray for boldness. And so we're going to look at this passage tomorrow where the New Testament church in those early days is praying and asking for boldness. And I think there's a lot we can learn from this passage. And I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we preach from this portion of God's Word. Certainly we hope to see all of our members there tomorrow, the ones that can be there. And if you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, we want to extend an invitation for you to come be with us. You can find out all the information you need about our church on our website. It's gracegrandbay.com is where you can find that information, gracegrandbay.com. Well, thank you for listening today. We try to have this podcast available by 10 a.m. each Saturday, and the whole design of it and the whole desire for it is that it would just encourage you to want to come and hear God's word the following day. So I hope to see you in church tomorrow morning. And until then, let's pray for the service. Let's invite others to come be with us. Maybe share the link to this podcast with someone you know and just invite them, send them a little message and invite them to join you in church tomorrow morning. And when we gather for worship and when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's word.